Do you sometimes feel like you are in a situation where you are just always in competition with other people? And I don't necessarily mean, are you a competitive person? Because maybe you see other colleagues as colleagues instead of competitors. But you know when you're offering something or you're launching something and then you see someone else launching something similar, it can make you feel a certain way, can't it? And I think that what sometimes happens is that we really focus on being the best in our niche, the best at what we do. And I just want to refocus that really, because we don't have to be the best. We don't have to be the person who knows everything. Instead of being the best, we actually need to just be the best person for our clients. And when we think of things that way, think of all the other things that that concept has a knock-on effect on. So let's take marketing as an example. If you're focused on being the best, you're going to constantly want to prove yourself. In fact, I've seen something that really leaves a bad taste in my mouth recently. I've seen a few business coaches who I have disconnected with because I just don't want this in my world, where they're making other people look bad to make themselves look better. That's being competitive. If, however, you lose that competition element and instead you focus on being the best person for your client, you don't need to make anyone else look bad. Instead, you just need to push forward all the things that your clients need to know about you to decide whether you're right for them. If you want a little bit more on that, have a listen to Monday's episode because I talk about exactly how to do that. But this concept of not needing to be the best, but just needing to be the best people for our clients actually can infiltrate all the different parts of running a business, making decisions on what to offer, deciding who to fill your world with, deciding what to launch, deciding on the focus of your marketing. It's a real game changer. So the next time, regardless of where you are in your business journey, the next time you might be feeling under pressure or feeling like somehow you're not doing enough in comparison to other people, just remember that you don't need to be the best. You just need to be the best person for your client.